takes the blood.
Amen.
A lot of these new Bibles, you know what they do? They take out the blood. All through it. Colossians 1:14 says in your King James Bible, in whom we have forgiveness through His blood. Through His blood. All the new Bibles, take it out. No more blood. Take your Bible, turn this morning to Psalms 42. Psalms chapter 42. Nearly every poll you see right now, a poll about politics and about the country, the number one concern on people's mind is health care. Not immigration, not taxes, not the wall, not all that kind of stuff. The number one thing that everybody's concerned about is their health care. And it ought to be. Because, I mean, if you don't feel good and you're not healthy, nothing else is going to work anyway. Your taxes, none of that's not going to matter a whole lot. Everybody's concerned about their health care. And the word health occurs 17 times in your King James Bible. In Psalms chapter 42, says this. We'll start Psalms 42. Verse 11 says this. Psalm 42, 11. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? That's when you're not feeling good. That's when you things are bothering you. Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise Him. Watch it. Who is the health of my countenance and my God. Look at Psalm 43, verse 5. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise Him, who's the health of my countenance and my God. Look at Psalm 67. Psalms chapter 67 says this. You know what God is interested in? He's interested in your health. People are concerned about their health, and He ought to be. People today, right now, they live a lot longer. When Uncle Reuben was born in 1925, you know what the average age was for mortality in America? It was 50. 50 years. Now it's 79. Now one out of every four person will live to be 100, they're saying now, with advancement in medicine and health care. And everybody's concerned about their health care right now, and they should be. You know what? God's concerned about it too. Look at Psalm 67. Verse 1, God be merciful to me, unto us, and bless us. Cause His face to shine upon us, Selah, that thy way may be known unto the earth, thy saving health among all nations. Flip to Proverbs chapter 3. God has a lot to say about it. I want to preach a little bit this morning on God's wonderful health care plan this morning. Everybody's concerned about man's health care plan, and I understand. I'm concerned about it too. I'm fixing to turn 65 in 6 months, and I've been going through all the Medicare and all that stuff, trying to figure out what's going on. It's a mess. Proverbs chapter 3 says this, trust in the Lord. Proverbs 3, verse 5. Proverbs 3, 5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, lead not to thine own understanding, and all thy ways acknowledge Him. He shall direct thy paths, see not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord, and depart from evil, and it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. I preached about that a while back, health to thy navel. Look at Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20 says this. Proverbs 4, 20, my son, incline to thy... My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear to my sayings, let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart, watch it, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. And I will preach a little bit about God's wonderful health care plan. And you know, I've noticed through the years, and noticed reading the Word of God, that everything man tries to do, God's already done. Everything, all the promises the politicians make that they can't keep and all that stuff, God's already given to you. We just don't believe God like we ought to, and we look for man, and we spend more time trusting in man than we do the Lord. The Bible said in Psalm 118, verse 8, it says it's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Too many times we get a completely opposite. I could prove that to you. You let the weatherman say, we're going to have some snow coming. And you go to Publix, and you go to Winn-Dixie, and you go to Piggly Wiggly, there's not a loaf of bread left.
Or milk.
I don't know what the deal with milk and bread, what's the deal, but that's what they go after. And 99 out of 100 times we don't get anything, but they'll believe the weatherman before they believe the Lord. They believe their warnings. And I want to just give you about God's wonderful health care plan and all the things men promises. I want to say God's already done. I want to say first of all about God's wonderful health care plan. I want to say this morning, God has the same great plan for everybody. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
He has the same great plan for everybody. I'm 64. I'll be 65 in March. And I'm fixing to go on Medicare, so I've been reading up and studying about Medicare. And they got Medicare Part A, Part B, Part C, and Part D. Then if you look at Viva Advantage, Viva has a Viva Advantage Premier. They have Viva Advantage Select. They have Viva Advantage Me. They have Viva Advantage Extra. They got six different plans. You go to Blue Cross, they got Blue Cross Advantage Premier, they got Blue Cross Advantage Complete, they got Blue Cross C Plus, they got Blue Cross C Plus XX, they got Blue Cross C Plus X, part 4, 5, 6, 7, ABs. I mean, boy, you get dizzy looking at that stuff. I was reading one of the websites about Medicare, and it was U.S. News and World Report, and it said in there, it said you really need to get you a medical advisor to help you find which plan will work for you best. Don't you wish they just had one great plan for everybody? Like God said, hey, here it is. God has the same great plan for everyone. I'm glad with the Lord. There's not a plan B. There's not a plan A. It's the same great plan for the homeless folks downtown as the richest people in the world like Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos. It's the same great plan for the folks that go shopping at the thrift store as the folks that go shopping at Saks Fifth Avenue in New York. It's the same great plan for the President of the United States as the prisoner on death row. It's the same great plan for the lepers in Thailand where Brother Tommy's at as the billionaires of Silicon Valley. I want to say this morning, God's wonderful health care plan has the same great plan for everybody.
Amen.
There's no gold plan. There's no silver. The Lord didn't say, okay, since you're in America, I'm going to put you in the gold plan, okay? Since you're a Baptist, I think I'll put you in the silver plan, okay? There's no gold plan. There's no silver plan. There's no brass plan like the government's got out. I want to say God's wonderful health care plan, it has the same great plan for everybody. You know how you can tell when you got a bad health care plan? Number one, when the directions to your doctor's office says, take a left when you enter the trailer park. Not a good health care plan. Not a good health care plan when your tongue depressor tastes like fudgesicles. You don't have a good health care plan when the only item listed on preventive maintenance was eat an apple a day. Your primary care physician is wearing the pants you gave to Goodwill last month. Not a good plan. Not a good plan when the only expense covered 100% is embalming. And you don't have a good health care plan when all the pills they give you come in different colors and they got little M's on them. You don't have a good health care plan. I thank God that He's got the same great plan for everybody. Most of my life, Brother Al, you know what I had to do? My motto is give me the best for less. That's all I can get. Most of my life, I've never been at the top of the line. I've always had to stand back and just let everybody else go in front. But I thank God when I got saved, brother, I got the best plan in the whole universe. I got the same plan the Apostle Paul got. I got the same plan, Brother Al, Peter got. I got the same great plan that Billy Graham got, and Billy Sunday got, and John Wesley got, and Peter Cartwright got, and Dwight L. Moody got, and Charles Spurgeon, all those great preachers. Listen, I got the same great plan.
Amen.
They all got.
Amen.
Woo! There's no second class with God. There's no Cadillac version. And there's no Hyundai. There's no goal plan. Romans 2:11 says there's no respecter of persons with God. It's the same great plan. Take your Bible, turn to John chapter 1, and go to the book of Romans chapter 1. It doesn't matter where you're born on this earth. If you've been born again, you got the same great plan. Don't matter if you're a leper over there tiling with Brother Tommy and your fingers are falling off, and some of those pictures he had, their nose is falling off and their lips have fallen off. It doesn't matter. You got the same great plan as everybody else. Don't matter if you're one of the homeless people we used to go downtown and preach to. They got the same great plan. God's wonderful health care plan has the same great plan for everyone. Look at John chapter 1 verse 12. John chapter 1 verse 11. He came to his own. That's the Jewish people. And his own received him not. Watch it. But as many as received him. Whoever, who as many as received him, to them gave he power to come the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Any of them that received him, they got the same great plan. Look at Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1, one book over. One book before Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1. Romans 1:16 says this, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God and the salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Hey, I've got the same plan the Jews did. I've got the same great plan. Look at Romans chapter 20, chapter 3. Romans chapter 3. Verse 22, Romans 3:22. "Even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all, and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference." Look at Romans chapter 10. Romans chapter 10. I got the same great plan. There is no difference. There's no respecter of persons with God. I've been saved, the Bible said, to the uttermost. Brother, I got the same great plan the great apostle Paul had. He wrote 13 books of the Bible. Romans chapter 10, verse 12. Romans 10:12. "For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek." Watch it. "For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." I want to say this morning, God's wonderful health care plan has a great plan, the same plan for everyone.
Amen.
Nobody rides in the back of the bus with the Lord.
Amen.
I got the same great plan of Paul got. It doesn't matter how poor you are, it doesn't matter how young you are. Doesn't matter if you're black or white, or you're red, yellow, it doesn't matter. It don't matter if you're American or you're Russian. It don't matter if you're over in Africa or you're in Uganda with Brother Vince. It doesn't matter. We got the same great plan. One of my favorite stories. I told you before, I love this one. About old Herman Cain. Y'all know who Herman Cain was. He's the guy that ran for president, you know, that black man. And Herman Cain, he was the CEO of Godfather's Pizza. He's a millionaire many times over. Remember, he ran for president not this last time, but the time before. His deal was 999. Y'all remember that? 999. 9% individual taxes, 9% corporate taxes, 9% estate taxes, 999. Which sounded pretty good. Herman Cain wrote a book, and I read the book. He's a Christian man, Herman Cain. And in the book, he grew up in Atlanta, Brother Al, over in the 60s. Back when integration, back when segregation and all that was big, you know how that goes. Some of you grew up under it. He grew up in Atlanta over there. And he said there at the Newberry's, they had water fountains that said, "For white people only." And he had another one over there that said, "For colored people only." Remember that? Everybody had separate water fountains. And old Herman Cain, he was a little bitty guy at the time. He was about 5 or 6 years old. And he had an older brother, Mike. He was about 8 years old. And he said one day they were at Newberry's, and their mother was there shopping, and they said, "Mama, we're going to go get a drink of water." And he said they went over those water fountains, and there was that one said for white people only, and that one said for colored people only. And old Herman King looked at his brother and said, "You tried. The white people." He said, "No, you tried." He said, "No, you tried." And he said his brother was on the lookout watching, making sure nobody wasn't looking. And he said he climbed up there and he took a drink of that white folks' water. He said he went over there to the colored side, took another drink. He said he went back to the white drink. He said, "You were not found out." He said, "I found out it was the same water." He said, "All these years I thought the white folk had this special kind of water." He said, "It was the same water." I want to tell you, brother, God's got the same great plan for everyone.
Amen.
Amen. There's no white only, a colored only, or the Jews or the Greeks or the Gentiles. He's got the same great plan. Not only that, he's got the same great plan for everyone. I'll tell you something else about his plan. It covers all pre-existing conditions. You know, insurance, health care is great insurance until you get sick. When you get sick, it's no good. Long as you're healthy, they work great. Like a man, he called up, and I've had this happen to me, calls up the insurance company and said, "Hey, I need to talk to someone. I got," and before he gets it out of the mouth, the insurance lady says, "I'm sorry, but we don't cover that." And he said, "Wait a second, I hadn't told you what I got." She said, "Well, I don't care, we don't cover that either." He said, "Well, how do you know you don't cover it?" She said, "I can tell you right now we don't cover it." He said, "I'll tell you what, you tell me what you cover and I'll tell you what I got." That's about the way it works. You know, the big thing is now, and these insurance companies, what they've been getting, making them do, if you get sick in a lot of them, if you get cancer, or you get something, you hear it all the time, you know what they'll do? They'll cancel your insurance. Happens all the time. I want to tell you, in God's wonderful health care plan, it covers all pre-existing conditions. Somebody called the insurance company and said, "Hey, can I get covered for my pre-existing condition?" "Well, you certainly can. Absolutely, we'll cover it. Long as they don't cost any medicine, no doctor visit, no hospitalization, no money, we'll cover it." You know what God's health care plan? It'll cover all pre-existing conditions. I'll tell you what it'll cover. You say, "Preacher, would it cover murder?" Well, I read about a man one time. There were two men fighting, and he got in the middle of the thing. Brother Don, don't ever do that, by the way. I did that one time, like he got killed trying to break up a fight. He got in the middle of the thing, and he ended up killing one of the men. And you know what he did? He buried his body in the sand and took off. You say, would it cover that? I believe it would. His name was Moses, a friend of God. It covers all pre-existing conditions. I read about a man one time, honest to goodness. Honest to goodness. This guy stood out one time on the top of his house, and he's looking down there, and there's a lady down there bathing. And he looked down there and he said, "Who is that woman?" He asked some of his buddies. They say, "Well, her name Bathsheba." He said, "She's good looking. She's a looker, boy." And he said, "Hey, y'all go get her and bring her to me." And they go got her and bring her. And he ended up getting her pregnant. And you know what that joker did? He had her husband killed. And then after he had her husband killed, he went and got her married. Her like nothing ever happened. You say, would God health care plan cover something like that? I guess it would. His name was David. God made him the king of Israel. God said he had the sure mercies of God. Listen, I read about a man one time that denied God, Jesus Christ, in front of everyone, and began to curse and swear and said, "I know not the man." You say, would God's health care plan cover that? I guess it was. His name was Peter. You want more? I read about a man one time, Miss Rachel. He went in Jerusalem, went all around the country getting Christians, and throwing them in prison and gave them the death sentence and sentenced them to death and watched while some of them were killed and tortured right in front of them simply because they were a Christian. You said, would God's wonderful health care plan cover that? I guess it would. His name was Saul of Tarsus. You might know him better as Apostle Paul, who wrote 13 books of that Bible. I want to say God's wonderful health care plan, it covers all pre-existing conditions. There's not a sin the blood of Jesus Christ wouldn't cleanse. Paul said over in 1 Timothy 1:15, this is a faithful saying worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came in the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. He doesn't say the chief is a sinner than Apostle Paul. Hebrews 7:25 says, wherefore he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him. I preach a message from the guttermost to the uttermost. God's wonderful health care plan, it covers all pre-existing conditions. Amen. You say, preacher, I bet it wouldn't cover a Satanist. Brother Earl Ankrum had been an evangelist on the road for 24 years. All of his kids are serving God, preachers, and in the ministry. I believe it worked pretty good. You say, I bet it wouldn't cover no outlaw motorcycle gang that was present at the devil's disciples motorcycle. I don't know. Brother Charlie's been over there about 40 years, Gloryland Baptist Church, and it covered him pretty good. You say, I bet it wouldn't cover a thief and an armed robbery and a heroin addict. I don't know. Brother David Beard did pretty good. I want to tell you, God's wonderful health care plan, it covers all pre-existing conditions. He'll cover the heroin addict. He'll cover the prostitute. We had a prostitute in our church that got saved. We had a Satanist named Sonia in our church that got saved. I led a homosexual with AIDS named Brad that got saved. You say, would God cover that? That God will cover it all. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. It covers all pre-existing conditions. It's the same great plan. I love being saved, don't you?
Amen.
God's got the best deal going.
Amen.
And it covers all pre-existing conditions. You ever heard about a man named... His name was David Berkowitz. You ever heard of him? His name is David Berkowitz. You might know him by a different name. He went by the name of Son of Sam. He lived back in the 1970s, 1976, 1977 in New York. He tortured and raped and killed 6 people. He shot over 20. He burned down houses all over the place. Said he was a member of a satanic cult. Said his dog spoke to him and told him to do all these things. He's on life prison row right now, life sentence. I got a good friend of mine up in New York. His name is Dan Nichols. Brother Dan, he's a school teacher. Teaches grammar school in New York. Humble, nice guy. He's gotten tracts from us for years. Just one of the nicest guys you ever want to meet. Not a preacher. Just your average old guy. And he goes in the prisons up in New York City and witnesses to those prisoners. And you know what he did? He led old Son of Sam to the Lord. He'd been telling me about it years ago. He said, Brother Terry, I'm telling you, that guy got saved, man. He said he's a witness for God. He reads his Bible. We've been sending him tracts for years. He changed his name from Son of Sam to the Son of Hope. He's written a book about his testimony. You say, would God save a guy like that? This is God's wonderful health care plan. It covers all pre-existing conditions.
Amen.
It's saving just like that. I want to say it's the same great plan. David Berwatsky, he's got the same plan Paul did. I tell you something else I like about God's wonderful health care plan. I like it. There's no waiting period. There's no waiting period. Man, if you got a health care plan now, you got to get half the world to approve something before you can get treatment. Well, you need to get your primary to approve it, then you need a specialist to approve it, and then we'll kick it back to you and won't approve it. Right now, they've been seeing on the news there at the VA, which is the government-run health care, by the way. You know what a lot of those guys are doing? They're dying waiting on treatment. They're waiting in line. Every time I talk to somebody about, I say, well, how's it going? Well, I went to the doctor. I say, what's happening? He said, well, I'm waiting on the doctor. I talked to Miss Rita the other day. I said, what's going on? She said, I'm waiting on the doctor. I want to tell you, God's wonderful health care plan, there's no waiting period. God will save you right now. There's no waiting period. My wife, a couple of years ago, she liked to die. Y'all know about that. But I mean, she was fourth stage trauma shutdown. Her body was shutting down, bleeding everywhere from the body. I had her in the emergency room with St. Vincent, better in the waiting room. If I wouldn't have jumped up and down and run and screamed, you know what they'd have done? They'd have let her die in that waiting room. I went and told the guy, hey, they checked her blood pressure, it's 25 over 50. She got a trail of blood running behind the wheelchair she's in. I told that kid, I said, if you don't get her back there, she's going to die out there. Finally, two nurses come running out there and grabbed her. And that nurse said, she's in fourth stage trauma shutdown. Listen, there's no waiting period in God's wonderful health care plan. There's that dying thief on the cross. Boy, I love him. He's one of my favorite characters in the Bible, Brother Don, because he just rips every denomination to bits. He tears the Church of Christ right up. There's no baptism there, brother. He tears the Baptist briars right up. He just rips them all up. Here he is dying on a cross. And that other one, the malefactor, looked over and said, hey, if you're the Son of God, get off the cross and take us. And that other thing said, hey, don't you fear God? We're on this thing justly. But he said, this man has done nothing amiss. And the Bible said he turned over to Jesus and he said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Y'all know what Jesus told him? Jesus said, go join the First Baptist Pentecostal Methodist Episcopalian Church in Jerusalem. He said, then get baptized, speak in tongues, start tithing. He said, then maybe you'll be one of the predestined elect before the foundation of the earth. And if you're lucky, you'll get in. Now that's what a lot of churches preach right now. You know what Jesus said to him? No waiting period. Today shalt thou be with me in paradise. I'm glad God's wonderful health care plan, there's no waiting period. Right now, God has saved you. 2 Corinthians 6:2 says this. I love this. For he saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted. You know what the time accepted with God is? Watch this. And in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. You say, what does now mean? It means right now. There's no waiting period in God's wonderful health care plan. I got saved July the 30th, 1975, Pleasant Grove, Alabama, one Wednesday night. And I got down on my knees and asked Jesus Christ to save me. And you know what happened? He saved me right there, that moment. There was no waiting period. I was down at Causeway Lake this last Tuesday. What a blessing. There's a man over there. He is like this in the water. I thought, I wonder what this guy's doing. I'm curious, you know, what's going on with this guy. So I went over there and he's looking like this in the water. Is he going to throw up? What's going on? I said, hey, buddy, what's going on? He said, I'm watching this turtle over here. Well, that made sense. I got talking to him. I said, let me give you a little gospel tract, tell you about the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, well, thank you, but he said, I'm a Buddhist. I said, you're a Buddhist? He said, yeah. I said, well, let me ask you, has anybody ever told you what the gospel is, what the Bible says, how to be saved through the Bible? He said, no. He said, I've searched and I've read the Old Testament, but I've never heard the gospel. I said, can I tell you about the gospel. Can I show it to you? And I took my Bible, took him through the Roman road, some verses, and showed him how that he was a sinner, how that Jesus Christ died for his sins. 2 Corinthians 5:17, he that knew no sin became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God on him. Showed how God put our sins on Jesus. When God looks at us, we're righteous because of what he did. And I took him through that thing, and I said, now, let me ask you, now, don't that make a lot more sense in Buddhism? He said, it sure does. And I said, why don't you get saved? His name was Tommy. I said, Tommy, why don't you get saved right now? He said, you mean I can get saved right here? I said, you can get saved right here. He said, you mean I can get saved right here, right now, where I'm at? I said, Tommy, you can get saved right here, right now, while you're at, if you believe it and mean it. I said, would you like to get saved, Tommy? He said, I sure would. And then that old Buddhist bowed his head, went through the sinner's prayer, brother Hal. You say, where? Right there. There's no wait period with God. He'll save you now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. He'll save you right where you're at. There is no waiting period. I've led him to the Lord, standing in line in the cashier line at Walmart. I led old boy, Lord, cashier at Dollar General here a while back. I've led him to the Lord and stand in line at Public. I mean, he'll save you right here, right now. There's no waiting period, brother. I want to tell you God's wonderful health care plan. There's no waiting period. I love that song Miss Fanny Crosby wrote, to God be the glory. Great things he hath done. And I praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. And one verse, I love it, said, the vilest offender who truly believes, that moment, from Jesus, a pardon receives. I want to say, in God's wonderful health care plan, it's got the same great plan for everyone. I tell you, it'll cover all pre-existing conditions. There's no waiting period. I'll tell you something else about God's wonderful health care plan. I like this now. He's got the best doctors in His plan. Now, if you get in these plans nowadays, and if your Dr. Doolittle's not in the network, you're out of luck. They'll send you go over here to Dr. Dum Dum. They'll send you to that doctor and say, hey, take a left at the trailer park here. We're right down the road. That's where we're at. Hey, listen, God's wonderful health care plan's got the best doctors in the world. Oh, I said that wrong, didn't I? It's not the best doctors. It's the best doctor. See, there, God's only got one doctor in His health care plan. And it's not the Republican Party. It's not the Democrat. It's not America. I'll tell you what His name is. His name is Dr. Jesus. The Bible calls Him the great physician. He said He came not to call the righteous, but He called the sick. I came not to call them which are whole, but they that are sick. I want to say God's health care plan has the best doctor in the whole universe. Over there in Mark chapter 5, there's that maniac of Gadara. Y'all remember him? That was a bad dude. That was a bad dude. Bible said he was, Brother Al, he'd go out and he lived in the cemetery. That's a bad dude. Said he'd live in the tombs. Had to get out there and he'd cut himself, he'd mutilate himself and self-mutilate. And the Bible said he would cry day and night. And it said they tried to bind him with chains and he broke the chain. And it said no man could tame him. But guess what? He met the doctor. And one look at the doctor. And the next thing you know, that maniac of Gadara is completely healed. And the Bible said he was clothed. And he was sitting. And he was in his right mind. I want to say God's wonderful health care plan has the best doctor in His plan. Jesus Christ. Dr. Jesus. Brother, let me tell you, when I got saved, I was sick. God saved me at 20 years old. I was sin sick. I was sick of the world. I was sick of this body. I was sick of myself. I was sick of sin. And when I asked Jesus Christ to save me, I want to tell you, Dr. Jesus made me whole. God's wonderful health care plan has got the best doctor in the whole universe. Dr. Jesus. I could go on and on and tell you about him. I got a book here by a man by Tex Watson. You ever heard of Tex Watson? Tex Watson was a right-hand man of the Charles Manson clan. He was the one that killed Sharon Tate, ripped her open, killed the baby and all that stuff. He was the main guy. Title of the book is Will You Die For Me? That's what Charlie Manson asked his folks, Will You Die For Me? He said in there, of course, Charlie, you know I love you. He believed Charlie was Jesus Christ. He said, you know I'll die for you. Charlie said, will you kill for me? He said, of course I'll kill for you. I love you, Charlie. Of course, he got arrested. Famous old preacher, prison preacher named Chaplain Ray used to come on the radio. Things written with Chaplain Ray. Chaplain Ray got preaching, told Tex Watson. That revival, Tex Watson said, finally, on June the 1st, the last night of the special services there in prison, I decided this had to be it. I couldn't play games any longer. I understood very clearly what was being offered. God who made us. God from whom we've turned away to follow our own selfishness. God who wanted us back to His sons and daughters wanted me back to bridge the gap between us. He sent His own Son to take our death and to take our place and the consequence of our sins and put Him on Him. He said when the invitation was given, I ran to the front. You say, would God save him? God covers all pre-existing condition. God's got the same great plan for everyone. I want to tell you, He's got the best doctor in the world in Jesus Christ. He'd save Tex Watson just like He'd save anybody else. I want to say He's got the best doctor in His plan. I'll tell you something else about God's wonderful health care plan. It's got universal coverage. Right now in America, over 27 million people, adults, over 27 million adults in America do not have any health care coverage. There's some in here don't. One out of every 10, there's about 253 million adults in America, and one out of every 10 person, adult in America, doesn't have health care. Even this is after Obamacare. Obama had it some, but all that, they still, there's no way to get everybody covered. But I want to say, under God's amazing health care plan, it has universal coverage. Everybody's covered. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish. Revelation 5:9. Up in heaven, it said they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. Thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and every people and every tongue and every nation. I want to say God's wonderful health care plan, it has universal coverage. It's not just America. It can go to Uganda over Brother Vincent's over there in Uganda. And man, I love to see his slideshows, don't you? How you see two or three of those, hundred of those kids singing. I don't understand their language, but brother, I understand the tune, Miss Rachel. And I understand the Spirit coming out of them. And boy, the Holy Spirit in me just dances. I want to say it's got universal coverage. It covers the lepers in Thailand. It covers the people, the tribal people in Indonesia, where Brother Cleghorn is. It covers the Muslims over there where Brother Matt is in Turkey. It covers the rich, the poor, the healthy. It covers everyone. It has universal coverage. John 6:37. Jesus said over there, Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. It has universal coverage. John 1:11 says, But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even them that believe on His name. Romans 10:13, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Come to me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. I want to say it's got universal coverage. That's what I love about it. I love witnessing. I love it. I love that one-on-one, Brother Chris. Now, I like to preach, but I love to witness. I could give up the preaching, to be honest with you, just between me and you and the Lord. I don't have the preacher's itch like I used to. But I love that one-on-one. I couldn't give that up. I love talking one-on-one at the lake, at Publix, at Walmart. I love that one-on-one because I know God has universal coverage. And that soul I'm talking to, I don't care if they're a Buddhist. I talked to a Hindu lady at Publix last week about the Lord. I talked to atheists, Satanists, all kind of things. You know what? There's that universal coverage. 2 Peter 3:9 said, the Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Psalm 67:1, we read, God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause His face to shine upon us, Selah, that they may be known in the earth, that the saving health among all the nations. I want to say, He has universal coverage. He has a saving great plan for everybody. It covers all pre-existing conditions, brother. There's nothing it won't cover. There's no waiting period. God will save you right now, right here. And I'll tell you something else about God's wonderful health care plan. It's 100% free. It don't cost you anything. They've been promoting. A lot of these politicians, you know, they've been promoting free Medicare for all. I got news for you, brethren. It's not free. Somebody's got to pay. Somebody's got to pay. I want to tell you God's wonderful health care plan. I want to tell you this morning, brethren, for you and I, it is 100% free. I love these little cards. Get out of hell cards. My favorite word on that thing, and the biggest word on there, is free. See, it's free. Because you know why? So many people are trying to work their way to heaven and they're working their way into hell. The only way you can get there is when it's free. Because when you start working for it, you get in trouble. That's what He said in Matthew 7:21. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. I want to say it's 100% free. Take your Bible. I'm about through. Turn to Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3. I want to say this morning, God's wonderful health care plan is 100% free. Say, what about baptism? That don't count. What about tithing? That don't count. What about church membership? That don't count. What God's His health care plan is 100% free. You can't work for it. You can't earn it. Look at Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3 says this. Romans chapter 3 verse 24 says this. Being justified, look at the next word. Freely. Being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Look at Romans chapter 5. I want to say God's wonderful health care plan is 100% free. Look at Romans chapter 5 verse 15. Romans 5:15. But not as the offense, so also is, look at it, the free gift. For if through the offense of one, that's Adam, many be dead, much more through the grace of God and the gift by grace. Notice the gift which is by one man, Jesus Christ, hath abounded unto many. Verse 16, and not as it were by one that sinned, so is the gift of judgment, which was won by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. You know what God has? It's a free gift through the wages of sin is death. Romans 6:23, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Ephesians 2:8, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. I want to say God's wonderful health care plan is 100% free. You can't work for it. You can't earn it. All God wants you to do is to receive it. John 1:12, but as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. It's 100% free for you and I. Bernie Sanders was one of these debates here a few months ago on Fox. I saw a clip of it. And they're talking about Medicare free for all. And they asked Bernie Sanders, he was honest about it. They said, how can it be free for all? And Bernie Sanders said, it's not free. He said, somebody's got to pay for it. Yeah, we got to raise taxes. Somebody's going to have to pay for it. And let me tell you, my friend, God's wonderful health care plan, somebody had to pay for it. And somebody paid for it. Somebody paid the ultimate cost for me and you to go in there 100% free. We can step in. Somebody paid that we can have the great, same great plan for everybody. Somebody paid there's to cover all pre-existing conditions. Somebody paid there's no waiting list. Somebody paid for universal coverage. And somebody paid that it's 100% free. Somebody paid for that plan. And they played a lot. Take your Bible, turn to Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20 and go to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. I could give you many. Acts chapter 20 and 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Acts chapter 20. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Yeah, it's 100% free for me and you. But let me tell you, brethren, somebody paid the price. And boy, did they pay the price so that you and I could get in God's wonderful health care plan. Look at Acts chapter 20, verse 28 is a great verse. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God. Watch it. Which He hath purchased. You know what He did? He purchased me and you. The church of God which He hath purchased with His own blood. Let me tell you that God's wonderful health care plan, Jesus Christ purchased it with His own blood. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 20. I'll just quote it. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 20 says, for you are bought with a price. 1 Corinthians 7:23 says you're bought with a price. Listen, Jesus Christ paid the ultimate price to keep us out of hell. 1 Peter 1:18, for as much as you know you were not redeemed with corruptible things such as silver and gold. He couldn't do it. But with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without spot and without blemish. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood. Yeah, that old health care plan, it's 100% free for you and I, friend. It's 100% free for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Somebody paid for it. Unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood. There's a man, a famous Christian, lived a few years ago. His name was Howard Kelly. This is a great story, true story about old Howard Kelly. Howard Kelly became a doctor. He became a very famous doctor. His name was Dr. Howard Kelly. He became the chief surgeon at Johns Hopkins University. Johns Hopkins is, and the Mayo Clinic are the two greatest hospitals in the world. And he's the one that helped start Johns Hopkins healthcare over there, Howard Kelly. And Howard Kelly was a good Christian. And back when I first got saved, some of you may remember it, but you could go to a bookstore, a Baptist bookstore in Midfield, and you could buy a little gold question mark. Y'all remember those? A little question mark you could put on your shirt, your lapel. And you put that little question mark on so people would say, what's the question mark for? And you say, well, that's the greatest question in the world. Where will you spend eternity? And Howard Kelly was the one who started that. He started wearing these little question marks on his doctor coat. And people would ask him, say, Doc, what's the question mark for? He'd say, the greatest question you'll ever ask, where will you spend eternity? He is a great witness for the Lord. Very, very, very famous doctor. And Howard Kelly, he worked his way through medical school, Brother Chris. He went around and sold encyclopedias. That's what he did. That's how he paid his way through medical school. At one time, he was in Georgia as a medical student, and he was there in the country in Georgia, way out in the sticks out there, and it was hot. It was 100 degrees that day. Man, he's sweating like I'm sweating up here. And boy, he's hot. And he knocks on the door. That little girl came to the door. She is 10 or 11 years old. He knocked on the door. He said, "Young lady, I'm here. I'm selling encyclopedias, and I was wanting to know if your parents are here." He just wore out. And she said, "No, my parents are not here. They're gone." And he said, "Young lady," he said, "I'm about to die. I'm so hot out here." And he said, "Could you please just give me a glass of water?" And she said, "Well, I'll do better than that." She said, "I'll go get you a big old glass of cold milk." And that young girl came out there and gave him a big old glass of cold milk. And he drank that milk. Later became the chief surgeon, ran Johns Hopkins University Hospital. One day they brought a lady in from the country, and they brought her in there, and this lady was deathly sick. She was on her deathbed. And it seemed the hospital spared no expense for this lady. She had nurses 24 hours sitting around her. They brought in some of the best doctors in the world, flew them in to take care of this young lady. And they got her better and finally got her well after a month or two in the hospital. And the nurse came in there one day and she said, "I got some good news for you." She said, "You're going to get to go home tomorrow." And she said, "Oh, I'm so glad to get home." But she said, "I don't have any money." She said, "I don't have any insurance. I can't pay for this bill. I don't know what I'll do." And they brought her the bill in before they discharged her like they do. And they brought her that bill in, and that bill was just full of stuff. She started going through all the items on that bill, and it started adding up, and all that stuff in there, and she got discouraged, and she got to the end of that bill, and you know what it said? "Paid in full for one glass of milk." That was that girl that brought him in there. You know what? My wonderful health care plan, I want to tell you this morning, is paid in full. I love that track. You see, it's 100% free for me and you because somebody paid it in full with his blood.